Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you ever told an employer to take this job and shove it? There was like a song, right? Take this job and shove it. I don't know. And for some people, it is really, really gratifying to be able to just tell your boss off. Unfortunately, there are some employers that are kind of done with the people quitting with no notice and quitting at the drop of a hat. Now, we spoke about this. In the olden days, you used to get 2 weeks' notice if you were getting fired. And so as a courtesy, you would give 2 weeks' notice if you were quitting. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. Now that bosses think you're going to tear up the place, or you're going to steal secrets, or you're going to spread toxicity throughout the workplace, they just have you leave that day. And so employees are like, why would I give 2 weeks' notice? If the boss isn't giving me 2 weeks' notice, I'll also drop. So there's a McDonald's that looks like has been struggling in terms of keeping labor. And let me get the right location for this one, because this is interesting. Let me see. Actually, I don't know if we know where this McDonald's is located, but one of the McDonald's franchises had a sign, and this sign has gone viral, where it basically says that it is a no-quit, they have a no-quit policy. And so you're like, so wait a second, you take the job and you can't quit? The message written above it, all right, because again, there's always context to these things, is one, we value you, your growth, and your contributions. This is a no-quit restaurant. They say because we feel that many situations can be resolved, it is the policy that an employee cannot quit until he or she talks to the restaurant manager or area supervisor. The sign also reads, we value you, your growth, your contributions, hence it's a no-quit restaurant. So this is kind of a very interesting topic because, you know, not only have I been an employee, I'm also an employer. And everybody's wrong and everybody's right. I notice there's never just a complete right or wrong answer. First of all, if you're an employee and you work at an at will state where the employer could fire you at the drop of the hat, yes, you can also quit at the drop of the hat. That's your right. They can't enforce this legally. But on the flip side, I get what they're trying to say. Many people quit. I've seen this with relationships. I've seen this with jobs. I've seen this with classes. Students are ready to drop out of a class. And I would always tell a student, just before you make that decision, talk to the professor first, or talk to the teacher, or talk to me even, so I could see what is it that is making you make this decision. I mean, we bring up the same thing with people who are suicidal. Before you plan on committing suicide, can you please talk to somebody? Because there's a chance that you might not have to do that, do something so abrupt. And so we have a manager, and maybe the no quit might not have been the best sort of language to use, but I get how they're trying to say, look, before you storm out of here because of something, tell us what happened. You know, is it that another manager is abusing you? We'll fire that other manager. Is it that the customers are abusing you? Is it that you are getting stuck on a shift that doesn't work with your family schedule and your shift supervisor is not showing flexibility? Many things do not necessarily have to end up in a divorce, in a breakup, in a termination when there's discussions. But many companies don't do that. Like, it's my way or the highway, so you're out. And many staff might feel the same way. Well, if they felt that this person was the right person for a manager, I don't see that there's any room to talk. And so, I might be the only person on this earth, I do appreciate what the message underlying, I think anybody should quit if they want to quit, but there is that underlying message of, can we talk it through first? How many breakups do you think could be avoided if there was communication? Communication is key. So many things go wrong because there's no communication. Now, somebody's like, oh, yeah, you forgot my birthday. What are you talking about? I didn't forget your birthday. I texted you. Did you see it? Oh. Or, you know what? You hate my mother-in-law. No, I don't hate your mother. Why do you think that? Well, you said you wanted to go to Disneyland. I just want to go to Disneyland. That has nothing to do with that. You know, and so communication is key. And maybe the reason why we're having so many issues with our labor pool is people are like, look, I want to work here, but my rent went up. What can I do to make money? How can I get more hours than the 25 you're giving me? I can't work this shift. Talk to people. Now, in my experience, when you do have an employee that doesn't communicate and says, you know what, I'm out of here, and then you call them and you say, look, what can we do? What's going on? Oh, I just had a bad day. Okay, no worries. No harm, no foul. You can still work here. I noticed that many of them still will end up quitting. I've seen that pattern when you have somebody a little bit more impulsive. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure an employee is happy. But usually once somebody quits, they eventually are going to quit anyway. And, if there's no way to make somebody happy, that might just not be their fit. We'll see what happens with this. My guess is McDonald's, you have franchisees and you have corporate stores. This is probably a franchisee that was sick and tired of people quitting. So they're like, talk to us first. But it shows that employers are really, really struggling to keep employees, that they're starting to go to that, you can't quit if you get a job here. They're desperate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Dolly. Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DALKADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we have a pandemic of grown-ups not wanting to go back to the office, now, they might be working hard at home, but groaning when they have a day when they have to go into the office, we're forgetting that the kids are watching this. And we are having more and more kids not wanting to go to school. Hey, even though most of them forgot what online school was, we have students and kids that have already started school or about to go to school, and they are telling the parents, oh, hell no. So what do? You got to get your kid to school. And I hear you. I'm a parent too. I have been hearing the glory, glory, hallelujahs. I've been seeing the high fives. I've been hearing the cars peel out to drop their kids off and throw them out of the car so they could go and enjoy themselves. But if your kid doesn't want to get out of the car, if your kid doesn't want to go to school, what do you do? So just hold off on singing the Glory, Glory, Hallelujah yet, all right? Or Hallelujah. So, yeah, we forgot one thing. You know, it's one thing to get the teachers back in and the schools open again and, you know, the calendar to finally hit the right day. But, no, your kid doesn't want to go to school. What do you do? Well, let's start with the young kids. Young kids having separation anxiety is something most of us parents or grandparents deal with, where it's your child's first day of school or daycare and the child cries. And they don't want to be away from mommy or daddy. And you almost have to uncling them. And they are clinging for dear life. I still remember how that felt with both of my children. Although I got them used to early on daycare and things like that. But when they didn't want to be away from me, that cling, I almost cried just thinking about it. You know, because not many people on this earth really want to be around me. So when you actually have two progeny that do, you know, it kind of sticks with you emotionally. But, you know, I've seen this. I've seen my family members go through it. I've gone through it where you almost have to throw them at the teacher and you leave them because the teacher says go. The teacher says go. And so you hear them bawling and screaming, Mommy, no, Mom. And you are like, I mean, it just tears your heart. It doesn't have to be that bad. It doesn't have to deal with blood-curdling screams and all that. First of all, if your child does that, don't tell them they're a bad boy or girl. It's normal for separation anxiety. In fact, it's very healthy. It's part of a child's development. We'll sometimes see that at about after the 6-month, maybe 7-8 month mark in infants and all the way through. You know, until school age, although sometimes with kindergarten, obviously, we might see it if that's the first time the child is away from their parents. But it actually is a very normal phenomenon. And it's actually flattering. As a parent, if your child doesn't want to be away from you, that's kind of flattering. That means you provided a nurturing, loving, safe environment for them. That's pretty darn cool. So it's flattering. So when you do walk away from the child, pat yourself on the back. But at some point, that child has to be trained to feed themselves, to support themselves, to hunt, fish, do whatever. And in nature, it is important for that animal to make sure their offspring are self-sufficient. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. So when you do have a child that is about to start school, if they have never really been separated from you, now's maybe the time to start a little bit of practice. Okay? Maybe use a neighbor, use a friend, a family member, saying, okay, you are going to go and be there for, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. They don't have to be there all day. And, you know, your mommy's going to go do this. If the child has never been used to that, you might want to start getting them used to it. Another thing is, don't let that child think they're being bad. Instead, turn it into a positive. And say, look, all right, you're now a big kid. You're going to school. And being a big kid, you know, like mommy did, and daddy did, and, you know, Uncle Billy, whatever. You know, you're now one of us. You are now doing what mommy and daddy do. Now, they might still not have it, but still say that to them. Because it'll stick in their mind that when they do kind of struggle that first day, they're like, well, wait a second, mommy did this. Daddy did this. Mommy went to school. You know, older brother or sibling went to school. Recruit a favorite family member. Many times kids love an aunt or uncle or friend, and they idolize them. So get them involved. They don't have to be there that first day. But maybe have them call and say, oh, you're going to school? Oh my gosh, look at you. You're a big kid now. Oh, I went to school too. I want to hear about it. Okay, you promised to tell me everything. Wow, I'm so proud of you. You're going to school. Now, some people say, nah, don't do that because then they're going to feel they're going to let their uncle down or their aunt down. No, because that school day, there's going to be that reinforcement from their favorite family member, favorite parent or cousin. Another thing is, trust the teachers. These teachers are really good. The big mistake a lot of parents make is they go, well, if I leave and abandon my kid, they're gonna hate me. Parents know, these school teachers know exactly what to do. These school teachers have been there. And the school teachers, even though some of them, the newer school teachers, I think they all go through training on how to, what to do with the separation anxiety, but usually what these teachers do is they immediately establish rapport, God bless them, and then they give the child something to do. They don't just leave the child in the corner of the room. Say, will you be my helper today? You know, or will you hold this for me? Or will you help me? And sometimes when you give them a task, it gets their mind off the I'm not around mommy or daddy. Another thing is you could also send your kid to school with their favorite toy or memento. You could always contact the school and go, is it okay? Now, again, it can't be a life-size Barney, but I don't even like Barney, but if they have a favorite toy or something, see if it's okay for them to bring it. Now, I understand teachers like, oh, gosh, now I'm going to have to deal with toys and all that. But some of them already have that as a part of day one, allowing a child to bring something from home that they feel comfortable with. Another thing is have incentive or I don't want to say a toy. You don't want to do a toy. But you want to have something to incentivize them that they're going to get to do at the end of the day. That if they finish the day, you're going to get to have mommy time or daddy time. Don't just give them a toy. They're upset because they're not being around parent. So what you want to do is you want to say, now you go to school and you're like a big kid, you get to go to lunch with mommy. Or you and me, we're gonna spend some mommy time. We're gonna have mommy me day or something like that. And so, you know, have that or something they've always wanted to do that they really couldn't do because they were a kid, but they've wanted to do with you. And I'm not saying sit in the front seat, they can't do that. But if there's something kind of that they look at as big kid-ish that they don't get to do, you say, you know what, now that you go to school, you get to do this with mommy. We're going to go and do this. And so it lets them understand that it's a rite of passage. Most kids do fine. They end up getting through it okay. But minimize the talk and the shade you throw on your boss, on going to work, on having to do something. You know, I've always had my kids, you know, be there and see what I went through because I didn't want to shelter them. But if they keep hearing you go, I don't want to go to work. Oh, gosh, I have to go to work. Oh, I don't want to go to work. Well, then the kids are going to have that same attitude with school. Now, my kids didn't have that because I'm like, oh, I love work. Oh, I can't wait. I'm crazy like that. I'm a workaholic. But if the kids are always around the hate and the disgust for leaving the house and going to work, they're going to pick that up. So in the next few days, start looking a little excited about going to work, right? Also, ask the child what they're concerned about. Do they think there's going to be bullies? Because these older kids are like, I don't want to go to school. I'm going to get bullied. I'm going to eat alone. Talk to them. Find out what it is that's making them apprehensive. Because if you don't allow them to talk to you, they don't think they could come to you. And then you can at least make the school aware of things that your child is concerned about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says it's a sad day for America. He made those comments yesterday after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Job numbers from July come out this morning. Analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions added. Tennessee State Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson are back in office after a special election. The Republican-dominated State House expelled the two Democrats back in April after they took part in a protest on the House floor in favor of stronger gun laws. Lottery players hoping that luck is on their side as they try to win the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Tonight's drawing, approximately $1.25 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the headlines today is how the American Academy of Pediatrics is going to review some of the data for youth gender treatments and transitioning of kids. They are still reaffirming their 2018 policy supporting gender-affirming treatments on minors, especially as states are in debate on whether they should ban it or not. But we are being told by Fox News that the leading pediatric group, American Academy of Pediatrics, has called for a systematic review of the medical research supporting these treatments. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, what does that mean? Well, it's a big change from we support it, it's good, the science says it's good, Instead, I think this is much more appropriate, saying that they are going to look at the research because science is always evolving, and it is in tune with what other countries have done in terms of kind of putting on the brakes a little bit. Doesn't mean the AAP is going to put on the brakes, but the fact that they are open to looking at research is a huge move, especially for many pediatricians and medical providers that are saying, can we kind of get more data first? So medical experts critical of gender treatments on minors have praised this decision. They are still concerned that the AAP is supporting these interventions before the review of the research was concluded, but they say that they are going to review the research. Now, Dr. Gordon Guyot, a clinical epidemiologist at McMaster University, said the move is very clearly putting the cart before the horse. He thinks the organization should not be backing the treatments without strong evidence to back up their safety. He cited how several European countries have modified their policies after analyzing the available research. The NHS recently announced it will not routinely offer... Now, NHS is, remember, the National Health Service System in UK, says it is not going to routinely offer puberty-blocking drugs to children at gender identity clinics because more evidence is needed about the potential benefits and harms. So Dr. Guyot told, I believe this was the New York Times, that he believed the AAP will most likely find low-quality evidence for pediatric gender care. The policies of the Europeans are much more aligned with the evidence than are the Americans. Now, Leo Sapir, a fellow who studies transgender care at the Manhattan Institute think tank, told the Wall Street Journal that similar processes in Europe found the studies used to cite report for these medical interventions are unreliable and the risks are too serious. Yet, the AAP has still defended the current policy to move forward with that. Oregon-based pediatrician Dr. Julia Mason has lobbied since 2020 for the AAP to commission a systematic review on gender treatments, told the New York Times she's happy the group has finally taken action. She said, we are making strong recommendations based on weak evidence. And so many individuals are like, okay, well, at least there's some movement towards, you know, at least looking at the science. One concern I have is... we might, when people are saying, well, we looked at the science and it says it's okay, I don't think it includes all the additional studies that need to be done. So one particular study we need is on children and regret or request to detransition, or their mental health after detransitioning. There was one child that ended up committing suicide that made headlines a few months back. We have another child who is now 19 years old who testified for Congress saying they had regret. So if we have that data, when groups say we're going to review the data we have, that, you know, you might have some data. You might have one study that says, oh, it's good. The kids were no longer suicidal. They were happy. They transitioned. Okay, well, that's nice. But if that's only one study, where's the other studies? Looking at those who didn't do well. And I said time and time again, when somebody transitions, they might not like all 15 aspects or 25 aspects, or there might be two or three they really liked but disliked some of the others. Do we have a study looking at that? You can have a whole big Excel sheet. It's very easy to do. Anybody that transitioned, and tell them they will not be vilified by any community. They will be participating anonymously. Nobody is going to think that they are rejecting their political party or whatever. But honestly, can you tell us of your transition, what did you do, and how happy did that make you feel? How positive were the effects? How negative were the effects? Would you have not done X, Y, or Z? And make a big Excel sheet. And you can take a look at it. If a lot of them say, I really would not have had the vagina made, or I would have waited, or I really wanted my fertility, or I've noticed that all my friends are breastfeeding and I want to breastfeed and I can't, especially in light of the formula shortage, I wish I'd never got rid of the breasts. Or I noticed that the hormones still made me struggle to later breastfeed. That study hasn't been done, I would venture to say we don't have enough data to make a decision. And we don't have enough children to study because this was usually done in adults. It's very, very new where we're venturing into pre-pubertal kids. And I get we have done puberty blockers for those who were intersex. The old term for that is hermaphrodite. You would have a child that had both sex organs, and so the medical providers would have the parents choose which sex. It was usually easier to make the child female because if they had a hypophallus and they didn't have a larger penis, they could struggle in terms of bullies, in terms of fertility, in terms of, so it was easier to make them female, even though fertility was usually an issue anyway if you were intersex or hermaphrodite. But yeah, we did use puberty blockers. There were things we did when a child had both sex organs. Gender dysphoria in a child is still very, very new. Even though children have gender dysphoria, making a decision to move forward with some permanent changes is, I think, a very new science. And I agree with Europe, and I agree with the other doctors and the other providers saying, can we slow this down and get more data? The problem is for activists, they say, oh, no, the child will commit suicide by the time we figure it out. Yeah, well, if a child is suicidal, that child needs immediate care. That child needs immediate support. And we can't always think that changing their sex is going to solve it all. Now, once we heard that some children went on to still commit suicide despite the transitioning, that means we missed the boat on that one. And we misconstrued what their depression and anxiety were really about. So the AAP saying they are going to look at data is nice. But, of course, you worry now that politics are so infused in medicine and these medical groups that will they backtrack? Will they pony up and say, hey, guys, we might have acted too quickly? Their reputation's on the line. And so a lot of people are concerned that even if they find evidence that, how robust a statement will they have in terms of saying, hey guys, slow this down. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We lost another great actor today, Mark Margulies, the one who played Hector Salamanca on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, has died at the age of 83. He was in Scarface. Somebody said he was also in Pet Detective, Ace Ventura. I'd have to look that up. I forgot. It's been decades since I've seen that. But I've seen Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And Hector Salamanca, Emmy Award-winning performance, being in the wheelchair and suffering a stroke in his character. Just a brilliant actor. Apparently, he died yesterday, at Mount Sinai Hospital, New York City, following a short illness. His son, actor and Knitting Factory Entertainment CEO Morgan Margulies, reported the news. He was 83 years old. We don't have too many more details, but The Hollywood Reporter reports that he has. He had actually been nominated for Emmys for his Hector Salamanca role, as well as many others. So may he rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So three women have been injured in Montana after being attacked by an otter. They were on inner tubes floating on a river in Montana, which you have to do, by the way. I mean, oh my gosh, I've been to Big Sky. I've been to multiple areas in Montana. It's God's country. It's exquisite up there. But apparently, they were attacked by otters. Three tourists were floating on their inner tubes on a remote stretch of the Jefferson River, which is a tributary of the Missouri River. And this attack happened Wednesday night. They believe it was at least one otter. One woman suffered such serious injuries to her face and arms that she had to be helicoptered to a hospital in Bozeman. Her two friends were left with injuries to their arms. They tried to fight the animal off. The women live in Montana. They were able to escape, get to the shore, and then call 911 for help. First responders had to use a jet boat and a side-by-side to reach the victims because the incident happened in a remote location. Not sure how many otters were involved, but the three women were together at the time, and they said one otter swam up to them shortly before attacking. Now, another woman said she spotted two otters. Now, this happened at about 8:15 p.m., and it's very rare for something like this to happen. Jefferson County Under Sheriff James Everett said it's just not something you're going to do it. Moose, occasionally a deer, but otters? That's not normal. Now, I don't think otters get rabies. I don't believe so. I'd have to double check that. But maybe there's a chance that they had been very protective of their young and they felt that they could take these women on. I don't know. But water levels in the rivers are low during the summer. And so they feel that people are maybe having more contact with wildlife. And maybe they feel a lot more, I guess, threatened. Now, otters give birth to their young in April. And then they're in the water with their young, usually during the summer. It could also be that they were protecting their food sources, that they thought three women on inner tubes were going to hurt their food sources. So right now, I don't think they're planning on killing or attacking the otters. I'm looking at a picture right now. They really are cute. But wow, I don't even know how big otters get. Oh, I think some can be 20 pounds and up to 47 inches long. But they eat fish. Now, when they attack, they use their teeth and claws to bite and scratch. They say 2 years ago, a 12-year-old boy on an inner tube was attacked by an otter on Montana's Big Hole River. He wasn't seriously hurt. But then last month in California, according to Daily Mail, a sea otter gained widespread attention for aggressively wrestling surfboards from surfers off the coast of Santa Cruz. Then a well-documented otter attack happened in 2016 when a 52-year-old woman was swimming in Quebec Lake. So I guess otters are, in addition to everything else, we got to kind of be aware of. You got to definitely watch out for the otters. So I looked at this bear that everybody thinks is a human in a costume. Apparently, there is a video of a bear at a Chinese zoo that people are saying is fake. I don't think so. I think it's real. You see this bear stand on his hind legs almost as comfortably as a human would. And I guess pictures are circulating. Some pictures look fake, but I think it is a bear, a real bear. Footage of Angela, a Malayan sun bear. She was standing on her hind legs at the Hangzhou Zoo in the eastern province of Zhejiang. And it went all over their TikTok. Commenters speculated that the person was in a bear suit. Not sure why, because I think there's other bears in the exhibit area, so I don't think anybody would put a human in a bear suit. And the bear looked like it was waving to visitors, but the zoo officials say no, their bears are real. Now, I guess the reason why this sparked some controversy is, did they not have enough bears, and did they have to fake it for people? I don't think so. Bears can't stand like humans. I've seen my dog stand like a human. I've seen my cat stand like a human. So some bears can be human-like. So I'm looking at the bear, and to me, it looks real. I mean, look at the teeth, look at the mouth, but I understand that, you know, that people kind of like the drama of it all. That would be, though, an interesting story, a zoo making up, you know, having fake animals. Man. Sadly, we have another death by propeller. This is a boating season, by the way. Unfortunately, as I've said before, you have people either drinking who are running the boats or people who don't know how to run the boats. But a 45-year-old woman who is Bloomsbury USA's president, Adrienne Vaughn, was thrown from a speedboat and I believe was cut by the propeller. Her husband was injured, as well as her children were treated for shock. But apparently, their boat, their speedboat, had a skipper. People think the skipper was drunk. The skipper could have also had a medical event. We don't know. But they crashed into a 130-foot sailing ship where 85 people were celebrating a wedding. You saw the wedding party dancing, and then all of a sudden, the music stops, and they run to the side, and you see them panic because they probably saw blood in the water. One witness thought that the skipper of the speedboat was vomiting and gave the impression he was drunk. Now, they say the 30-year-old driver of the boat failed toxicology tests. That's according to Italian outlets. So, if he was under the influence, wow. Apparently, Miss Vaughn was in Italy with her kids and her husband. You see a lot of pictures of them enjoying the sights, and sadly, this accident happened. And, you know, they chartered a motorboat from Nerano, and they were traveling towards Positano. And to see these beautiful cities, I have not been to Positano yet, but I want to. It's that iconic city on a mountain that goes into the water, and it's one of the most beautiful cities in Italy. But to see it, you got to get there by boat. So people charter a boat. Well, unfortunately, if whoever is running the boat is under the influence or has a medical event, you could be in trouble. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.